الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Friends, last week we were talking about النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم سنة reading four rakats, and then over there I mentioned four rakats with one salam. I did this before too, and somebody asked me, what does one salam mean? One salam. So yesterday, Brother Salim came and said back to English, and I said, you know, did you understand four rakats with one salam? Because I said that before too when I was explaining the four rakats. It means that four rakat and only salam at the end. Four rakat, only salam at the end. One salam doesn't mean just one salam. There's no salam of one salam like that. So it means the four rakat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read two sunnah, and then he used to read after Isha salat. After Isha salat, you can read four sunnah. So you can read even four sunnah before. Or not four sunnah, it's nafil actually. Four nafil before Isha, or you can read two or four. And then four follows. And then after that, you can read two. Remember, because in the hadith there's prohibition of reading any similar salat to the one after faras. And to read similar salat as the faras, there's also prohibition in the hadith. So you'll see in all the Hanafi, every single place you will see that after the faras salat, there's no similar salat. You know, you're confused. Let me explain you that. Because it's important to know the masalas. You're confused. What am I saying? I'm saying, for Juma salat, how many rakats do you read? Two. Yeah? And after Juma, how many rakats do you read? Four. We don't read two. Understand? You miss your Dhuhr, four rakat sunnah before Dhuhr, which is a Mu'akkadah. Even according to the Malikis and everybody, Mu'akkadah means those 12 rakats which are, the Rasulullah SAW never missed those sunnahs. And we call it, the Hanafis call it Mu'akkadah, Ta'qeed. Right? So if you miss your four Zuhar Sunnah, when do you read those four Zuhar Sunnah? You came in, Salat Jamaat started. I started Salat. So you had, you missed out your four Sunnah before Zuhar. So when do you read it? Huh? After the two. Why? Because you read four for Zuhar, so the two. So after Juma, we read two and then four, the Hanfis. And this is in Hadith. So after Isha, you read two. And then the majority of the Hanafis, they read two rakat nafil, and they count that four as the four rakats that Rasulullah talked about. That is all right. That is all right. But the better thing to do is to read whole four rakats. After the two sunnah, read the whole four rakats, not with one salam, I won't say that again. I'll explain. With the salam at the end. So two, so Isha, four faras. After that, two sunnah. And then after that, four nafil. So somebody was asking me, what niyyah, what intention? He was asking me, what niyyah do you make? You just make intention. Whenever you don't know a niyyah, you just say, Allah, I'm reading four rakat nafil. Nafil. Because every salah besides the faras salah and the wajib salah, which according to the Hanafis is the witr, right? The four rakat, three rakat witr or whatever. And then besides that, all other salat is nafil. You can, and also the other ones are sunnah mu'akkadah. We all know the sunnah mu'akkadah salat. Before Fajr salat, we read two rakat. And I told you how fast the Rasulullah used to read it. I told you the sunnah. What did we all read? Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, qul huwallah. Try to do it for one whole month, every day. One whole month, try to read Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, qul huwallah. In the two rakat sunnah before Fajr salat. Either you're reading it here. And I also another thing that I was saying over there, that you can give adhan at home. It's not necessary to give adhan at home. But we know in the lockdown when we were all praying salat at home, we're used to giving adhan at home. And to more places, more adhan. You know what happened? The first thing is that all the, you know, people have shaitans and jinnats in their houses. The jinnats will run away. The jinns will go out of your house. You read Surah Baqarah, jinn will go. You give adhan. So now, right now, the time starts. So Ali will be giving adhan here, and it's the same time. 6:20, I think, time starting from tomorrow. But, you know, if it started a little bit earlier, then you would be, you know, you could give adhan at home. Remember another thing. People think, some people, many times they come to the masjid, and they think they can't read sunnah before adhan. No, soon as the time starts, you can read sunnah. Soon as the time starts, you can read sunnah. And even our adhan, if somebody gives it 2, 3, 4, 5, if Ali or Yasir, somebody gives it 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes earlier, it's no problem. It's no problem if we give even earlier adhan. Adhan does not set time exactly, but we want to do it at least 10 minutes before. But if you give it a little bit earlier, don't worry. Obviously, you can't give it earlier than time. So that's why Ali always keep track of the time. So even if it's, say, if I forget to change the time to 6:30, then he, or 6:35 Fajr, he will see that it's 6:22, so he'll give adhan after 6:22 because he will not give it before that. Right? So adhan. So remember that masala too, that you have to know that too, because some people, they don't know that. They think that you can only read sunnah after you hear the adhan in the masjid. You don't, it's not like that. Soon as the time starts, you can read it. And remember this, all salah besides the farz salah is best at home. All salah besides the farz salah is at home. But because today, right now, if we don't read the sunnahs after Jummah, somebody will go here. I'll probably go, what is it? Fadlullah. So I'll go shopping. After Fasawila Dikrillah, Fayla Khudiyat Islah, Fantashiru Fil Al. So I'll do intishar in the earth and to do a little bit of shopping on Friday after Jummah, acting upon this ayat. So then maybe afterwards I might forget to read my sunnah, so we read it in the masjid. So that's perfect, nothing wrong with it. Perfect, nothing wrong. But then you should also read Salatul Duha, Salatul Ishraq, Salatul Tahajjud, some other salats, two rakats before sleeping when you do wudu, two rakat of wudu. You should read after at home too. Right now, before you came, it was time before the time, because today, 12:14 was the Zawal time. So 12:30, you could read two rakat before coming to after your ghusl, right? So keep some salat at home too, don't keep it as a graveyard. But I was going to discuss, let me just read the narration. It is narrated in the Muslim Imam Abu Hanifa on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar that the Messenger of Allah has said, one who prays four rakats after Isha, not separating between them, is the salam. Reciting Surah Fatiha and Surah Sajda in the first rakat, Surah Al-Fatiha followed by Surah Dukhan in the second, Surah Fatiha followed by Surah Yasin in the third, and Surah Fatiha followed by Surah Mulk in the fourth. For him will be written a reward similar to that of Laylatul Qadr. His intercession will be accepted on behalf of all those family members who had been destined for hellfire, and he will also earn protection from the punishment of the grave. So that, if you know the four surahs. If you don't know, don't worry, because the next narration, and there's so many other narrations. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى بعد العشاء أو بعد ركعتين قبل أن يخرج من المسجد okay. In another narration, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, whoever prays four rakats after Isha before leaving from the masjid, then من ليلة مثلهن من ليلة القدر, that before leaving the masjid, their reward will be equal to, similar to, an equal amount prayed on Laylatul Qadr. So if you read those four rakats, so see in this hadith it says four rakats after Isha before leaving the masjid. But remember, the four rakat is whole four rakat is salam at the end. So before you leave them, it's a two, and then read the four. And then you can read your witr after tahajjud, or if you read your witr before sleeping, no problem. Allah enable us to act upon this. Eh? So everybody, after two sunnah today, after Isha, read four rakats before you leave the masjid, inshallah. And there's many, much more narrations in these two. These are only two from Muslim Imam Abu Hanifa's, but I'll show you some other more narrations. This one, I was going to share this, but we haven't got time. It's about in the same surahs, the ones for hijj and the dua, probably. Some brothers have learned it too and probably acted upon the dua that I teach the Hufas to. Allah ni subhanallah, subhanallah.